Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is great to be in studio as we take your questions from throughout the United States and Canada. There are many stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy. There is only one enduring superstar. Little wonder, then, that prophecies concerning him outnumber all others. Jesus Christ, the superstar of biblical prophecy, the booklet that I want to put into your hands, takes the ancestry of Jesus Christ, his birth in Bethlehem, his crucifixion amongst criminals, the fact that he was destined to come at a particular time in human history, that date narrowly defined within the parameters of time, the fact that he was to be an extraordinary worker of miracles, the fulfillment of all the law and the prophets. Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets, I came to fulfill them, and that he would be a light to the Gentiles. Only Jesus Christ could emerge through the doorway of biblical prophecy. Had Jesus been a Benjamite or a Levite, he would have immediately been exposed as a fraud. Had Jesus not been of the house and lineage of David, his antagonists would have been keenly aware that his ancestry did not match that of Messiah, considering that they had done everything in their power to undermine Jesus Christ, the obvious would not have gone unchallenged. Instead, as predicted by the Old Testament prophets, the seed of the woman would be a descendant of Abraham, not Lot. The line would proceed through Isaac, not Ishmael, through Jacob, not Esau, and the fourth of Jacob's sons, not the first. He would be the legal heir of David, the long-awaited king of the Jews who would ultimately restore true Israel from their exile and sin. One thing is certain. Jesus had to be a Jew, and not just any Jew. He had to be the Jewish descendant of Israel's quintessential king, through Jesse, by way of Judah, in the lineage of Jacob. God sovereignly directed the course of human history, from the woman Eve, who was deceived, to the woman Mary, who conceived a son who alone could emerge through the doorway of Old Testament prophecy. And there's much, much more. And all of this is recorded in this booklet. And I don't want you to miss the fact that this booklet has been designed to be memorable. I don't just want you to read. I want you to remember, to be able to recall, so that you can communicate that Jesus Christ is indeed the superstar of biblical prophecy. If you master this content, and it's quite easy to do, in fact, just last night, I was at dinner with my wife and several other people, and I went through this verbally so that they could recall the information, and in a few moments they did. You could do the same. Why the booklet? Because I want you to be equipped. People are going to ask you questions, particularly in light of false prophets, the Jack Van Impies, the Harold Campings of this world, who are date setters. I want you to be able to use the deviation of these false prophets as opportunities to communicate truth, so that people might be changed, regenerated, so that they might truly believe. Again, the booklet, Jesus the Superstar, a Biblical Prophecy, is available to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. We've prepared it for you, and we'll send it to you for your gift to the ongoing ministry of the Christian Research Institute, so that we might be equipped, empowered, enabled to continue changing lives, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. You can order in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or as always, when you speak with our resource consultants, 888-7000, CRI. First up is Larry, listening on Trenton, Missouri. Hi, Larry.
Hello. I appreciate your radio ministry, and well, I'd like to ask how does one know 100% that they're elect and going to heaven? Because when I go, I want to be with Jesus. And the reason why I'm asking that is because when I read the Bible, I don't understand a lot of it. And I remember Jesus said that he don't let some people understand it because they're not going to heaven.
Well, here's the issue. There's only one elect one. That elect one is Jesus Christ. If you look at Galatians chapter 3, Paul there makes explicit that Abraham only had one seed, not seeds plural, but seed singular. And thus, if you are in Jesus Christ, the royal seed of Abraham, then you are an elect one, because you are in the elect one. And that doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Greek. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what station in life you have. If you are in the elect one, by virtue of that, you are elect. To know that you are in the elect one, you simply know this: you're a sinner. You repent of your sin. You've received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Then, based on His promise, not your feelings, but based on His promise, you have everlasting life.
So when I read the Bible, and if I don't understand some of it, that don't mean I'm going to hell, right?
No. In fact, the only people that go to hell are people that do not want a relationship with the Lord. As long as you want a relationship with the Lord will never turn you away. And let me say this, it's not the absence of knowledge that damns, it's the despising of knowledge that damns. And you obviously, very clearly in terms of the question you're asking and the way you're posing the question, do not despise knowledge. You want the knowledge of the truth. And the central message of the Bible is plain and simple. Sure, on the one hand, the Bible is so deep, a theologian can drown in it. On the other hand, it's a simple message. I realize I'm a sinner, I repent of my sin, and I receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
Well, I'll tell you what, that cleared up a whole lot, because when I read, before I read the Bible, I always pray that God would give me wisdom, you know, His wisdom.
Well, keep reading the Bible, keep learning. It's a progressive path, which is to say, you learn little by little by little. The more I learn, the more I realize how little I know and the scope of what can be known, but I'm continuing to learn, and so can you. And we're on different places of the path, but that does not mean we can't proceed with vigor, in rigorous joy that God has given us an opportunity to know Him not only in time, but also for all eternity.
I sure appreciate that, Hank, and you stay blessed, and I'll keep your ministry in my prayers, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers, and this provision is made possible only by people like you. People unafraid to stand up for truth while it's under assault. People like you whose contributions to our many outreaches are making a difference for time and eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. The Soviet Red Army won the Battle of Stalingrad. It appeared at first the Nazi war machine would secure the victory, but the Soviets battled back from near certain defeat with extraordinary courage and resoluteness to turn the tide of the battle and ultimately the war. The lesson is that both men and material, people and provisions played a critical role. Willingness to fight and munitions in the arsenal were pivotal. Our contemporary battle for truth against anti-Christian secularists raises the stakes above the significance of Stalingrad. CRI likewise needs military partners willing to stand for truth, along with the financial means to accomplish the mission. Stand with us during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength.
Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Mike next, listening on the web in California. Hi, Mike.
How you doing today, Hank?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, I have a question for you. Normally, I listen to your broadcast via podcast because I'm a truck driver, and it just gives me something to listen to when I have no reception in bad areas. But I heard you talking to a gentleman about predestination and free will, and you had used the phrase fatalistically determined. And then if I remember correctly, you had said that, you know, that was the way he believed, that he believed that we were fatalistically determined, and that if by believing that, that he would assume that God is the author of evil?
Yeah, a couple of ways of going about that. First of all, fatalistic determinism, that's part of the philosophical naturalist paradigm, which is to say that if Madonna is merely a material girl living in a material world, then her choices are not free, they're fatalistically determined on the basis of brain chemistry and genetics. From the standpoint of theistic fatalism or theological fatalism, there's the notion that is oftentimes communicated with the analogy of Macbeth. Macbeth murders King Duncan. Shakespeare fully 100% caused Duncan's death because Shakespeare authored Macbeth. And therefore, the analogy is made that God is the author of evil, even though we as agents carry out that evil and as such are morally culpable for the evil that we do. So that's the argument that is sometimes made for theistic fatalism or theological fatalism, the end of which is that the future, especially the destination of individuals, is fixed. So a theistic fatalist believes that a personal God unconditionally determines where individuals will go when they die, whether that be to heaven or hell. Now, there's the other position that can be held, which is a position that I hold, and that is the position that God is not the author of evil, that God created the potential for evil by granting us the freedom of choice, without which love would be rendered meaningless. And as a result of that, humans ended up actualizing the potential for evil. So God creates the potential for evil by granting us freedom of choice. Humans actualize that evil.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I'm right there with you on that one. And a good friend of mine, the reason I'm ultimately calling is a good friend of mine, and I understand that this is not something that, you know, we divide over. It's something we can debate, you know, as you say on your broadcast all the time, and we don't have to divide over it. But he wants to get together with me and have a conversation about it just to talk it out and see where we stand about it. And I just kind of was hoping just for a little clarification and about that subject, and I appreciate that. And if I could, real fast, I just wanted to share a little testimony with you. I started listening to your broadcast in August of last year, and at the time I was out of work, and I was actually out of work for nearly 2 years. I just started a brand new job about 5 weeks ago, and I just want to encourage anybody listening and anybody that listens to this program regularly, even if it's just a little bit, the money that people give to your program and your broadcast and your institute is, it's used so well. And I just cannot express how much your ministry has helped me just in, you know, 6 months of listening to it. It's been just an enormous blessing. And I just really want to thank you so much for your ministry, Hank.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. I can't imagine how much I'm touched by your comments. God bless you, my friend.
You too. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the help.
You got it. I want to go back to the phone lines. Talk to Brace, listening on Tyler, Texas, next. Hi, Brace.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
Good.
I had two quick questions. One was about the movie Zeitgeist, part one of three, the religion part.
Uh-huh.
And the other question was, is there a book that is related to, I guess you could say, kind of a modern-day Bible?
A book related to a modern-day Bible. What do you mean by that?
As in where we are now from biblical terms?
You mean prophecy-wise?
I guess so.
Well, you know, from a biblical perspective, there's no answer to that question whatsoever. The Bible doesn't give us even a clue, a hint, nothing at all in terms of when Jesus Christ will return. The only thing we know is that he will appear a second time. But there is no timetable, and as I said, not even a hint of a timetable given to us. So we simply do not know. By the way, I've articulated that in Jesus the Superstar of Biblical Prophecy so that you can understand why I say that. Because there are a lot of people who suggest that there are hints, but unfortunately they're taking passages that are related to one epoch of time and applying them to the end times, as they term it. And as a result of that, they're confusing a biblical passage and its meaning with some kind of a clue or hint as to when the Lord will return. We have no hint or clue. The only thing we know for certain is that he promised he would return. And because his promises have never failed, we can assume correctly and definitively that they're not going to fail in the future. As far as Zeitgeist the movie is concerned, well, it's interesting. Zeitgeist means spirit of the times. And the movie itself has a thesis, and a few powerful individuals is the thesis of the movie, that they're perpetrating myths about religion and about war and money in order to control the masses. So this is a huge conspiracy theory. All religions are rooted in astral religions, they say. The Jesus of Christianity is a mythical solar deity. The Bible is just borrowed from pagan religions. There's nothing truly new or unique in Christianity. So Zeitgeist the movie is based on a conspiracy theory. Unfortunately, it is not rooted in any kind of evidence. It's devoid of evidence, and this is exactly the opposite of what the Bible really gives us. It's not rooted in pagan mystery religions. It's rooted in empirically verifiable evidence and history. It's historic and evidential, and that's why Christians are never called to blind faith, but rather to faith in irrefutable fact.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
Hey, you got it. Thank you for your call. I'll go back to the phone lines. Talk to Jim. He's listening in Iowa. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Hank?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Hey, I want to thank you so much for taking my call, Hank.
My pleasure.
Big question for you. Thank you. I've got a friend that he's a Jehovah's Witness, and I've been a Christian all my life. And he's busy showing me scripture after scripture, multitude of scriptures, and giving me dates of 1912 and telling me how that the first Jehovah Witness was Jesus Christ himself. And they have a very good history of studying the scriptures and using the scriptures to address their religion, if you will. And I guess basically, Hank, what I'm trying to find out is, what is the basic difference between Jehovah's Witness and Christian?
Yeah, first of all, let me say that they don't use the biblical text, they abuse the biblical text. And in doing so, they make Jesus Christ a creation of God. God creates Jesus Christ, and then Jesus Christ becomes a junior partner in the creation of all other things. And again, to get other things, what they do is they actually insert the word other four times in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15, so that he is not the creator of all things, he's the creator of all other things. And again, they insert that word intentionally four times to make Jesus Christ other than who he is, the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. Their basic view is that Jesus Christ is the Archangel Michael. during his earthly sojourn, he was merely human. And after he died, he was resurrected or recreated, better, an immaterial spirit creature. Now, the Christian view is far different than that. He is not the Archangel Michael. In fact, he is God in human flesh, and therefore, he demands worship, where an angel turns away worship. Do not worship me, the angel who was showing John the revelation said, but worship God. I'm a fellow servant with you and your brothers the prophets. Worship God. Worship is to be established for God alone. During his earthly sojourn, Jesus Christ did not divest himself of a single attribute of deity. He simply took on the limitations of humanity. And today he is forever in flesh. He is forever Theanthropos, the God-man. So the idea that he was recreated an immaterial spirit creature is simply wrong. He was resurrected, and the resurrection is the central event in Christianity, which is the hope of the believer that we too will be physically resurrected. So Christianity is not Platonic. It's very physical, much different than the belief system of the Jehovah's Witnesses. We've written about this in various forms. Check it out at equip.org.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.